when our eyes are anointed with love of God, we can see Him everywhere. That is the injunction of the Shastras. We have to develop our seeing power by developing love of Godhead. Premanyana churito bhakti vilochana. When one is sufficiently developed in Krishna consciousness, he can see the Lord every moment within his heart and everywhere, wherever he goes. So this Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt to teach people how to see God, how to see Krishna. Krishna can be seen if we practice. Just like Krishna says, Rasoham apsu kaunteya. Krishna says, I am the taste of the water. Every one of us, we drink water every day, not only once, twice, thrice, or more than that. So, as soon as we drink water, if we think that the taste of the water is Krishna, immediately we become Krishna conscious. To become Krishna conscious is not a very difficult job. Simply, we have to practice it. Just like this is an example how to practice to become Krishna conscious. Whenever you drink water, as soon as you are satiated, your thirst is quenched, immediately you think that this thirsting, the quenching power, is Krishna. Prabhasmi Shashi Surjaya, Krishna says, I am the sun sign, I am the moon sign. So during daytime, every one of us seeing the sun sign. As soon as you see sun sign, immediately you can remember Krishna. Here is Krishna. As soon as you see moon sign at night, immediately you can remember, here is Krishna. In this way, if you practice, there are many instances, many examples given in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 7th chapter. If you read them carefully, how to practice Krishna consciousness, then at time when you are mature in love of Krishna, you will see Krishna everywhere. Nobody has to help you to see Krishna, but Krishna will be revealed before you by your devotion, by your love. Sevan mukhehi jivhado sameva spuratada. Krishna, when one is in service mode, when one understands that I am eternal servant of Krishna or God, then Krishna helps you how to see Him. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Tesam satatajuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam buddhi yogam dadami tam jenamam upajantite. Krishna says, those who are constantly 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service, just like these students, the member of Krishna Consciousness Society, you'll find them 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service. That is the, significance of Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged. This Ratha Yatra ceremony is one of the items, so that at least one day all of you will be able to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. So this is only practice. And if you practice throughout your whole life, then at the time of death, if you can fortunately remember Krishna, your life is successful. That practice is required. Jang jang bapi smaran loke tajantante kalevaram. We have to give up this body, that is certain. But at the time of death, if we remember Krishna, immediately we are transferred to the abode of Krishna. Krishna is everywhere. Still, Krishna has got a special abode, which is called Goloka Vrindavan. You can understand that our body means the senses, and above the senses there is the mind, which is very subtle, which is controlling the senses. And above the mind there is intelligence. And above the intelligence there is soul. We have no information, but if we practice this bhakti yoga system, gradually we understand what I am. I am not this body. These generally even big scholars, big philosophers, scientists, they are also in the concept of this body. Everyone is thinking I am their body. That is mistake. We are not this body. Just I explain. Body means the senses. But the senses are controlled by the mind. And the mind is controlled by the intelligence. And intelligence is controlled by the soul. That we do not know. There is no educational system throughout the whole world. How to understand the existence of soul, which is the prime necessity of understanding for the human being? A human being is not meant for wasting his time like animals, simply eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That is animal life. The extra intelligence of human beings should be utilized. How to understand I am what I am spirit soul. If we understand that I am spirit soul, then this bodily concept of life, which has played havoc in this world, on the bodily concept of life, I am thinking I am Indian, you are thinking American, he is thinking something. But we are all one. We are spirit soul. We are all eternal servant of Krishna, Jagannath. So, today is a very nice, auspicious day. On this day, Lord Krishna, when he was present on this earth, he attended a solar eclipse ceremony at Kurukshetra, and Krishna, along with his brother Balaram and Subhadra, sister, came to visit the Kurukshetra field. The Kurukshetra land is still present in India. If someday you go to India, you'll find that Kurukshetra land is there. So this Ratha Yatra ceremony is performed in commemoration of Krishna's visiting Kurukshetra with his brother and sister. So Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in ecstasy. He was in the mood of loving spirit like Radharani. So he was thinking, Krishna, please come back again to Vrindavan. She was dancing before the Ratha Yatra. And you will understand if you read some of the books published by you, published by our society. One of the book is known as Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. It is very important book. If you want to learn this Krishna consciousness movement, we have got enough books. You can scientifically and philosophically study. But if you have no inclination to study, if you simply take to this chanting of Hare Krishna, gradually everything will be revealed unto you and you will understand your relationship with Krishna. I thank you very much for participating in this ceremony. Now let us chant Hare Krishna and proceed with Jagannath Swami. Hare Krishna.